Okay, here are users and developers. Today I want to present something that was done mainly by my postdoc, David Kneis, and we had the same idea, and he as a project member had more time to do this, and I have the opportunity to present it. But it's a common philosophy, of course. The idea is a package Rodeo, and we are very proud that not Spanish people took this name first. Yeah? It's on CRAN and we collect this name. What I'm normally doing is to work with dynamic systems. This is a system dynamics diagram. We want to go into details. Dynamic systems describe the evolution of systems in time or space or Earth or any other variable. For example, chemical reactions, growth of animals, plants, diseases, economy, traffic, financial markets, physics, and so on. And there are two principally different ways to simulate this: discrete time models, Markov chains, or agent-based systems on one side, or continuous time. And the method we use here are differential equations, deterministic or stochastic. I will speak about deterministic differential equations. Let's start with a very basic example. This is a population growth model. We have cells, bacteria or algae growing, and they consume a substrate. And one is growing until the substrate is consumed. This is a system of two differential equations. One for the population of individuals, or the living organisms, and this for the substrate. And there is an interaction formula, so-called functional response. And such a system of equation can very easily be transformed into R code by using the package DESolve. We need a little bit interface, of course, and then we can write the equations as they are in the mathematical form. In addition, we need start values and parameters, time steps, and the function ODE does all the hard work. It has, of course, also lots of additional options to change the method and the precision and whatever. And then we can plot the result and get this figure without the vessels, of course. So this is very easy. That's easy, and we use it for teaching. And our master students, after 2 years, they are very happy to model and to use R in their master thesis. We have lots of books, papers, and tutorials online about DESolve. And it's also a nice game if I meet a colleague in a coffee break, just program this, this concept as a dynamic model. It's also powerful. We can apply this technique to ordinary differential equations, but also to other types. Differential algebraic equations or time delay or partial differential equations. We can use additional data to force this. We have support for events, this interruptions for plotting. And if we use matrices, then it can be very fast, or we can also use compiled code sections. That's something that I want to show you in a few seconds. Of course, it's so easy, so let's do more. For example, do optimization, do Bayesian computation, and models grow in complexity. And then we look at our old models and say, now we have to do this again and again, and the collection of the zoo of models is growing. And unfortunately, monolithic codes are hard to extend, and only the original developer can maintain this for the future. We have sometimes interfaces with the data, and we found out by postdoc and me that this is not really good for collaborative work, because we have to do all things ourselves, and we cannot give some part to the students and here, please do. And so we said complex codes are not student friendly. It applies, of course, also to other colleagues. So what we did is we took an existing standard notation for differential equations, the so-called Patterson matrix approach that's heavily used in chemical engineering or in wastewater treatment, very general matrix form. And this helps us to create a unified interface and also to create the documentation directly out of the standard notation. This is one idea. I will go into the details later. And then to use automatic code generation from this table-based notation. So we have tables and create the code. And when we create code, we can, of course, create compiled code. And this makes it also more portable and maybe easier to change. Background of Petersen metrics is found here. So let's start with an example. We have, again, a system with a resource and with growing species, in this case two, in a reactor. Some substrate comes in and the remaining is flowing out. That's a so-called chemostat reactor. And these are the equations. It's not necessary to go too much into details, but what you see is that the same terms occur several times. So there's lots of redundancy in these equations. Let's start with the export. We have always Q by over V, yeah? Discharge divided by volume, and then different terms. So we call this a process, and these are stoichiometric factors. So we need this process only once, and for each state variable, a stoichiometric factor. And the same also for the other ones. Yeah? Here R1, and here C1 times R1. So if we reorganize this, we have a matrix form of this system of equations. The derivatives of the states are constructed by the so-called process vector. That's the process vector and the stoichiometry matrix. And they are multiplied together. We have also the option to separate the transport. Here we put it in this matrix. So in this helps us to put the elements of the matrix into tables. The first table, the process vector. This is the process vector. But when we have a table, we can, of course, also add variable names and documentation, like measurement unit, a description, a long name, a LaTeX symbol, something for the web page, and so on. There are some mandatory columns and some optional columns. The same with the stoichiometry matrix. We have the state variables on the columns and the processes. Yeah, that's corresponding to the first in the rows of the table. And again, the interactions. You can also write it as a database. This is in the first column, this in the second column, then we can add documentation. So we have, as a database theory, two different forms which have their advantages and disadvantages. Now we need a little bit additional stuff. Of course, the initial conditions of the state variable, so the where is the number? Name, unit, description, text, HTML. Okay, the number is somewhere here. Of course, there's also the number for the variables and also for all the parameters. Default values can be put in this table or also handled externally. And some helper functions if you want. So it's also possible to extend this by pre-described helper functions that are not fitting in the table. So now comes the Rodeo package in. We use the five tables, and package Rodeo converts this into Fortran code, or optionally R code, and the data for the initial values and parameters, and maybe forcing functions. Then the Fortran compiler is started. We get a shared library and can use this in the DESolve. DESolve is able to communicate directly on a machine code level, so we have no overhead of the R system. R only prepares the data and then calls DESolve, and this works with a model at machine code level. There are some or two additional possibilities. You can also create a shiny GUI directly from the table, and also documentation. So how does this work in practice? We prepare the model, Excel, or open document format file for ASCII tables or whatever, maybe an optional functions Fortran file or functions in R, and then we just start our GUI. And this does the complete job, reads the table, compiles the code, and solves the GUI. There are different options, and for example, in server mode, allows to derive a model that can be either started directly or can be saved for later use and to be put on a web server. So this is how this automatically generated model can look like on a web server. So here are two examples that I just want to show very, very briefly from our ongoing research. This is a quite basic example. This two different strains of bacteria, a resistant strain, a susceptible, a non-resistant strain, and they exchange genetic information and so-called horizontal gene transfer. The non-resistant can become resistant. And with this model, we need to do lots of computations. For example, here a sensitivity analysis with a series of parameters, and 1,000 model runs in 3 seconds. I must say there is still potential to make it faster because part of the time is because the DLL is loaded all the time. If you make it a little bit more, a little bit less elegant, then it's even faster. Or this is then a map that shows us the sensitivity under which conditions, loss rate, and here is missing the other value. This was the loss rate and the cost of the resistance will survive. Or another example that's a little bit more complex, a lake model. We have here a lake that's the last one in the chain of lakes, and we want to know if the wastewater treatment plant reduces nitrogen output, is this good or bad for this lake? Normally, nitrogen is a nutrient, so algae should grow less. But on the downside, if there is not enough nitrogen, they can fix it from the atmosphere. But the algae that can do this are very ineffective. So the idea was, under which conditions can this be effective, this elimination? This is the stoichiometry matrix here in a symbolic form. Orange triangle means it's a positive relationship, blue a negative relationship. This is part of the web interface. And then we can also create, this is an automatically created web interface. It's a manually designed web interface that we use for our colleagues. We don't use R, and this allows us to use such models online. Here is a demonstration server. This is a virtual server running in our university with a Shiny server. And then we have here this lake model. It's always, okay. This different screen resolution, okay, these are different algae. Look to the relationship between the green algae and the blue-green algae to make it simple. So if I reduce efficiency, you see it, I can make them very inefficient. Now they have efficiency of only 50%. Normally it's 75%.
That's real time, that's live.
And that's live, that's real time. It's always 3 years of simulation and the third year is shown. That's very fast, yes. We can also use this for teaching purposes. This is, for example, the well-known predator-prey model. Of course, this is much simpler. This takes a little bit loading because it's a markdown document here. I change the parameters and see immediately a reaction of a dynamic system. Good. Okay. Time runs out. There are some additional features in the package. First, exactly the same model can be run scripted with an auto-generated web interface, with a manually designed web interface locally, directly on the PC or on the web server. The generated code can be in R or Fortran, and we took care that it is still human readable. So that debugging is also possible directly in the source code. It's also suitable for partial differential equation models. With a special syntax, we can, with left and right, we can access other cells. There are some more possibilities. Also, data import, if you want to read data files that drive the system, this was already used by this make model, can be prepared in an Excel table. Which file, which column, and then the package automatically. We can also write user-defined functions if something is very complex and doesn't fit in this table model. Okay, to sum up, differential equation modeling in R is really easy. When I was in Warwick to the R user conference, I have been asked to which tutorial I will attend in the afternoon, and I said I will give my own tutorial together with Colleen Suchard, the main author of eSolve. And then statistician said to a biologist, oh my god, yeah, because as I said, differential equation models. But that's of course true if I want to treat them analytically, but in numerical mathematics we have lots of standard methods available. Of course they have also their problems, not always. But for a big class of real-world problems, it works very well and is very easy. If models are getting complex or need to be run thousands of times, several code-generating packages exist. There are also some, I would say, good colleagues who made something similar, but not in this metrics form. And Rodeo allows a table-based notation. It's simple. We gave a ready-made complex model like this, what we had, to a student from China, very intelligent young woman, and she took the model, and in 2 days she implemented additional value. It's consistent because of this table. We create an interface, parameter names, and the code that always matches together because it comes from the same source. And it has a good performance. If you're interested in more, the package is on CRAN. There's a little bit more is on GitHub, also additional packages, some explanations and downloaded examples from David on GitHub.io. And these are the live demonstrations. Thank you. So maybe I consumed already.
Can you specify, for instance, the gradients, or if you were going to be doing some of that?
Yes, we can. DSolve allows to specify the gradients, but we found out that this is normally not necessary. Or what the package does, depending on the solver, is it estimates the gradients numerically from a given structure. So what is really useful for, especially for multi-dimensional models, is to specify the structure. So what depends on what. And the trick that is used in DSolve is that there are standard ways to do this. For example, if you have a 1D model, a 2D model, and a 3D model, so you don't need to care about this. For for specific things, of course, you can do this by hand, and this is then a little bit additional options.
Yes.
Analytical derivatives are also possible, but not in Rodeo. We decided not to do it yet.
I'm not sure if we've got time for another question, have we?
Just how, what relationship would this have? Like, I use FME a lot, but you know, you saw within FME and use everything in the parameter estimation. Is this kind of, can this fit within that, or is this?
Yes, that's exactly done and made to do parameter optimization, because our complex models were also too slow. So you can, you get a DLL that can be used simply by calling ODE to the DLL and as usual.
But as far as different methods to do the numerical integration, I mean, like if you're compiling it in Fortran code, I mean, like if I have stiff equations, not stiff equations.
DESolve has a built-in from the very beginning, from the predecessor ODESolve from Woodrow Setzer to call Fortran or C code directly. So from the user perspective, it's usual DESolve. It's, you take a Rodeo table, create a DESolve shared library, and then you can run it as usual. Okay, thanks.